Okay, we're on Yud Aleph Amud Beis. At the bottom, the last line, Amar Rav Chista, says the Gemara. Amar Rav Chista, Hoda Amrit Mis'anin L'Sha'o. So if you remember, we had a discussion in this previous Amud of Yud Aleph Amud Beis. We had a discussion about fasting for a number of hours a day as opposed to fasting for the whole day. So says Rav Chista, that which we said that you can fast for a number of hours, Behu Shalo Ta'am Klum Ad Ha'erev. So that's only if you don't eat anything until the nighttime. You don't eat anything for the rest of the day, right? Which is a little bit strange because, well, one second, if you're not eating anything until the rest of the day, so then that's not a fast for shows. That's a whole day fast, right? That's the Gemara's question. Amar Le Abaye, what are you talking about? Hatanis Ma'al Yusahi. That's a full tainus, right? So what do you mean that the fast day is only when you don't eat until the evening? So says the Gemara, lo, Tzricha, you need it for the following case. The imlich imluche. Now you need it for the following case, which is that basically you just changed your mind in the middle of the day. What does that mean? So Rashi explains that let's say you didn't mean to fast, right? You didn't accept your fast. Let's say, remember we talked about doing a Kabbalah. You're supposed to accept your fast the mincha before, right? The day before the fast. So let's say that you didn't accept the fast. You didn't intend to fast. But you had a very busy morning, and all of a sudden it's chatzos, and you realize, oh my gosh, I haven't eaten anything yet today. So you're like kind of like by default you're fasting, as opposed to intentionally fasting. But now you say, listen, hey, once I haven't eaten, you know, for half the day, I'll just finish out the day, right? I'll just finish out the day. So that's what Rav Chista is saying, that you can do, right? That's a valid fast, even though you haven't accepted the fast beforehand, and the first half of the day was an unintentional fast, it'll still count as a fast day. As a full fast day, yeah.
What if the person eats in the morning besides?
Once you eat in the morning, so then you ate in the morning, right? Okay. So says the Gemara, Zog the Gemara Vaitav, Yomar Rav Chista. Rav Chista says, an additional statement of Rav Chista, Kol Tainis Shaloshaka Alav Chama Lav Shmei Tainis. So Rav Chista says that any fast day that you didn't fast until Shkia. Now here, Shkia does not mean, the Rishonim point out, Shkia does not mean real Shkia, because Shkia is only sunset. The Shkia means like Tzeis HaKochav, means the end of Shkia, right? The Shkia Shnia, or the Sof Shkia, right? So any fast that you don't fast until that point is not called a fast. And so according to this statement of Rav Chista, he's saying that you actually have to fast the whole day, and we don't have this business of Tainis L'Shos. Okay, so asks the Gemara Kasha, Meisvei Anshei Mishmar. So you have the Anshei Mishmar. Who is the Anshei Mishmar? So Rashi says these are the Kohanim and the Levim that are serving in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, and we're going to learn, when we learn more about the Taniyos, the fast days that they do for rain, we're going to learn that the Kohanim and the Levim are actually part of this fasting for rain. So how do they fast? Anshei Mishmar Mis'anin V'lo Mashlim. So they fast, but they don't finish off the day fasting. Right, which means that they can break their fast before Tzeis HaKochav. They don't have to fast the entire day, okay? And Rashi explains why is that, because they're busy. They're busy doing the avoda, right? They're busy doing the avoda, so they're allowed to break their fast early. So the Gemara is asking a kashya that you see. It seems to me that even if you don't fast until Tzeis, it's still called a fast, right? Because here the Kohanim and the Levim are quote unquote fasting, and yet they're breaking their fast before Tzeis HaKochav because they're busy doing avoda. So that's a kasha. We see that if you don't finish the fast day, it's still called a fast. So the Gemara says, no, it's not really a fast day. Meaning, if they break their fast before it says, it's not really called that they fasted. Hasam letzeure nafshe ba'almachu. They're not really fasting. They're just giving themselves a little bit of tsar. Excuse me. The Rashi explains they want to be mitzayer with the tzibur. So just like the whole tzibur doesn't have rain and they're feeling distress, so too the Kohanim and the Levim want to experience a little bit of that distress. So therefore they fast, let's say, the majority of the day, but they break the fast early. But says Rashi, it's not really called a fast. I mean, they can't say anenu, right? Because it's not really a fast day, and it's not really an official fast day. Okay. Asks the Gemara further, Toshma. Rabbi Eliezer b'Rabbi Tzadok. So Rabbi Eliezer b'Rabbi Tzadok said the following: Hanimi b'nei banav shel sonav or sana, snaa. They changed to on the side. Ben Binyamin. He says, I'm one of the grandsons of snaa ben Binyamin. Snaa was from the shevet of Binyamin. Okay, and we'll see who he was in a minute. Upamachas chal Tisha B'Av lihios b'Shabbos. One time Tisha B'Av fell out on Shabbos. V'dachin hu la'achar ha'Shabbos. So they pushed off Tisha B'Av until after Shabbos. They fasted on Yud B'Av, right? Like we do today. Okay, that's what we would do also today. And v'hi saninu bo. And we fasted on that day, which was Yud B'Av, which was observed as Tisha B'Av. V'lo hishlam nuhu. But we didn't finish the fast. Why didn't we finish the fast? Meaning we didn't fast until Seis. We broke it early. Why? Because this was our personal Yom Tov. Why was this our personal Yom Tov? So Rashi explains, he gives a whole story here from based on a Gemara later, that basically there were certain families that donated wood to the Beis HaMikdash. At one point, the Beis HaMikdash didn't have enough wood, and these families donated their own personal wood to the Beis HaMikdash, so the Beis HaMikdash would have wood. And as a reward for them donating that wood to the Beis HaMikdash when it was needed, so they got the schus of donating wood on specific occasions, on certain days, to the Beis HaMikdash. And on the days that these families would donate wood, that would be like a yanta for them. There was such a simcha that they were able to donate their wood to the Beis HaMikdash. All the fires in the Beis HaMikdash would be lit with their wood. That was a big simcha for the family. And they would make like their own personal yantiv on that day. So this family of Sna'a from Shevet Binyamin, their day that they donated the wood and was their yantiv, that was the day of the 10th of Av. So here, all of a sudden, the fast of Tisha B'Av is pushed to the 10th of Av. They're supposed to fast on that day. That's great. But for their personal family, this was their yantiv. So therefore, they fasted on that day, but they broke their fast early. They didn't fast all the way until Tseis HaKuchavim. So the Gemara says, you see that you can fast part of the day, right? Not until Tseis, and it's still called a good fast. So how can Rav Chisda say that fasting and not finishing the fast is not a valid fast? You see from this case of Snob and Binyamin that it is a good fast. So the Gemara answers the same answer. No, there too. Hasam Nami, there too. Let's Urei Nafshei Ba'almahu. They weren't really. It's not really a fast day. It wasn't really a fast day. They were just being mitzar themselves. They were just feeling some distress. But it wasn't really a fast day, and that's why they were able to do that. Okay. Asks the Gemara further. Toshma, Dam Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Ehei b'tainis ad she'ovo l'beisi." So let's say a person says that I'm going to be fasting. I'm going to fast until I come to my house. Right? Actually, Rabbi Yochanan used to say this. Right? Dam Rabbi Yochanan. He used to say this that I'm going to fast until I get home. So it's the same kasha, right? How can you? What do you mean you can fast until you get home? Right? So Rav Chisda just said that any fast that doesn't go till Tzeis is not a valid fast. Second, Rav Chisda say I'm going to fast until I get home. So the Gemara says, no, there too, it wasn't a real fast. Rabbi Yochanan was just making an excuse. He didn't want to eat at the Nasi's house, right? So this was a way of him like slipping away from Mibein Asiyah, from the house of the Nasi. He knew that the Nasi would invite him to eat, and he didn't want to eat at the Nasi's house. So he said, I'm fasting until I get home. I'm fasting until I get home. So that way he would have a good excuse. And it was true, he really fasted until he got home. And that way he would have a valid excuse that he didn't have to eat at the Nasi's house. But it's not called a fast day. I mean, he wouldn't say Aneinu on that type of a day. It's not a halachic fast day. He was just saying, I personally am fasting until I get home. And it was just an excuse to get out of eating at the Nasi's house. Okay. Zakti Gemara Vaiter, enough about fasting partial days. Now we're going to talk about being mekabel the fast, accepting the fast upon ourselves. Omar Shmuel says, Kol tainis shelo kibel lov mi ba'od yom, lav shmei tainis. Any fast day that you do not accept the fast while it's still daylight, while it's still daytime, is not a valid fast. Right? Meaning any fast that you don't accept the fast the day before is not a valid fast. Okay? Asks the Gemara v'i yosiv mai. And let's say you do fast without accepting it. So what happens? What's the status of that fast? I didn't accept the fast and I fasted. So what's the status? Amar Rabba Bar Shila. Rabba Bar Shila says we take this very seriously. Dami lemafucha de malya zika. It's like it's like the bellow. The mafucha is like the Rashi explains, like the goldsmiths or the blacksmiths. So they have that thing that they push to blow air on the fire, right? To add more oxygen to the fire, and that makes the fire bigger in the oven, right? So it's like, imagine that thing is full of air, right? It's full of air. Basically means that you didn't accomplish anything, right? It's just you're just like a bellow full of air. That's all you are. You're not really accomplishing anything, and therefore you have to accept the fast the day before. If you don't, then you haven't accomplished anything. Okay, asks the Gemara, Emas Makbile. So when do you accept it? Right, when do you accept the fast? Rav Omar b'mincha. So Rav says, any time, mincha here doesn't mean tfilas mincha, it means any time during the day that's the zman of mincha. So as long as you're at the zman of mincha, right, so presumably I assume this means mincha gedola, anytime you're you know, after mincha gedola, even if Rashi says, even if you're in the shuk, you're in the marketplace, you could just say, hareini machar b'tainis, tomorrow I'm going to fast, and that's a valid acceptance of the fast. Shmuel, that's Rav's opinion. Shmuel amar b'tfilas ha-mincha. Shmuel says, no, you have to accept the fast not just during the time of mincha, but actually at tfilas mincha, during the Shmona Esrei of mincha. That's when you have to fast. Rashi explains at the end of Shmona Esrei, when we say the Elokai Netzur, the Yehi Ratzon, so at the end of Shmona Esrei, when we're saying Tachnunim, so there you add the Yehi Ratzon, where you accept your fast. Says Rav. Rav says during the time of mincha. Shmuel says during tfilas mincha. Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says kavosi lishmuel mistavra. Makes sense. Like Shmuel, they have to accept the fast during tfilas mincha. Why? Dechsiv Megillas Tainis, because in Megillas Tainis it says, and again, Megillas Tainis was a document that listed all of the days that you were not allowed to fast, right? From because they were Yomim Tovim, they were holidays, all the days that you're not allowed to fast. Okay, so what does it say in Megillas Tainis? Megillas Tainis, it says, Lahon kol inish de yesei alohi mikadmas dana yesar. So the Megillas Tainis says that all people, right, Lahon kol inish, all men, all people, de yesei alohi mikadmas dana, that basically were fasting up until now. So let's say a person accepted upon himself a fast for several days, okay? And now, all of a sudden, he bumps into one of these days that you're not supposed to fast. Right, so he accepted upon himself a fast for a week, and now he started fasting, and then all of a sudden, it's now one of the days that you're not allowed to fast. So what do you do? So the Megillas Tanis says, Yesar. What does Yesar mean? So Yesar means he can't fast. Okay? Hold on. Okay, so what is Yesar? So the Gemara says, "My love, Yesar Atzmo, Yiyaser Atzmo, Bitzlo." So don't we say that what does Yesar mean? Yesar means Yiyaser Atzmo Bitzlo. What does Bitzlo mean? Rashi says Bitfila. That what should he do? So Rashi says that if you didn't accept the fast, in your tefila, so then it's not going to push off this day that you're not allowed to fast. Okay? Hold on 1 second, sorry. Right, okay, so the Megillas Tainis says Yaser, and the assumption right now is Yaser Atzmo Bitzlo, which means you have to accept upon yourself. Yaser is from language of Neder. Rashi says you're taking upon yourself, like you say during Hataras Nadam, the Lashon of Isar, Lashon Isar, Lashon Konam. So one of the Lashonos of Neder, of accepting upon yourself a vow, is the Lashon of Isar. So Yaser Atzmo Bitzlo means you have to accept it upon yourself in during davening. If you don't accept it upon yourself during davening, so then it's not a valid fast, and you would not be doche one of these days on which you're not allowed to fast. So the assumption is that you have to accept the tainus upon yourself during davening, right, when you're davening. So the Gemara says, no, you can't prove from there. Lo ye oser atzmo. No, that's not what it means. But it just means, it doesn't mean dafka during davening, right? It just means that you have to accept it, but it doesn't mean you have to specifically accept it bitzlo, which means during davening. You just have to accept it. That's it. So it's not a raya to Shmuel who says that you have to accept it during tefilas ha-mincha. It could still be like Rav that you just have to accept it during the zman of mincha. Okay. So the Gemara says pligi baha Rabbi Chiya v'Rabbi Shimon b'Rebbe. So this is actually a machlokes between Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Shimon b'Rebbe. Why? Chad Omar Yesar, v'chad Omar Yeoser. So one of them understands that it means that you have to accept it upon yourself, meaning during davening, okay? And the other one understands that it means that you just have to accept it, right? But not necessarily during davening. So Manda Amar Yiaser. So the one who says Yiaser Kide Amrinan. Right. So that's as we just explained. Yiaser means that you have to accept it upon yourself during davening. The Manda Amar Yiaser Mayi. But if you say that the language is Yiaser, that you just have to accept it upon yourself. So what does that mean? What exactly does that entail? So the Gemara says, the Tanya, the Braisa says, but Megillas Tainis, Tanya Megillas Tainis, we learn Megillas Tainis, Kol Inish the Yesei Alohi Mikadmas Dana, that any person that has been fit, he accepted upon himself a bunch of fasts prior to one of these days, Ye Aser, right? He has to accept it upon, he has to accept the fast upon himself in advance, okay? So what does that mean? Ketzad, what's a case like that? Yachid Shekibel Alov, Sheni V'chamishi, Shall Kol HaShana Kula. So let's say a person accepts upon himself that I'm going to fast Sunday and Thursday for the entire year, right? Every Monday and Thursday I'm going to fast for the whole year. V'iruba Yamim Tovim Aksuvin V'Megillas Tainis. And now some of these days that are written in Megillas Tainis that you're not allowed to fast, some of those days now happen on a Monday or a Thursday. They fall out on a Monday or a Thursday. Okay? So what do you do? Right? Do you fast on those days? Do you not fast on those days? Megillas Tainis says you're not allowed to fast, but on the other hand, you accept it upon yourself that you're going to fast every Monday and Thursday. So the Braisa says, Im Nidro Kodem Ligzeira Seinu Yavtil Nidro Eskezeira Seinu. It depends when he made his neder. If he made his neder that he's going to fast every Monday and Thursday before our Gzeira, meaning before Megillas Tainis was established that you're not allowed to fast on these days, so then his neder will win out over our Gzeira. So if we're talking about a person who made a neder before Megillas Tainis was published, before it came out that you're not allowed to fast on these days, so then his neder would take precedence, and he would be able to fast on these days, even though it's a day that Megillas Tainis says you're not allowed to fast, but it's a Monday or Thursday, and I accepted it upon myself in advance. However, v'im gzera seinu kodem es l'nidro, but if our decree of Megillas Tainis that you're not allowed to fast on these days preceded his neder, so then tibato gzera seinu es nidro. So then our gzera, our decree, knocks off his neder. So it all depends which one came first. Right? If the person made the neder first before Megillas Tainis came out, so then his neder would win out and he would be able to fast on Monday or Thursday. But once Megillas Tainis is published, so then you can't, nobody else can make a neder to fast on these days. It would not take effect on those days. Okay. Zakti Gemara Vaiter, Tanu Rabbanon, Ad Mosai Ochel V'Shoseh, meaning the night before the fast. So I want to fast now during the day, right? It's a daytime fast. So the night before, until what time can I eat and drink? Says the Gemara, Achi Yale Amur HaShachar. You're allowed to eat and drink until Amur HaShachar, which is dawn. Divrei Rebbe, that's the opinion of Rebbe. Rebbe Eliezer Bar Shimon, Omer Rebbe Eliezer Bar Shimon says, Ad Keros HaGever. Until Keros HaGever. What's Keros HaGever? Until the rooster crows. Okay, which is, I think it's a little bit later than dawn, I think. Okay, until the rooster crows. Amar Abaye, lo shanu ela shelo gamar se'udaso. So Abaye says, we're only talking about that you haven't finished your meal. Right, so you haven't finished your meal. So the question is, until when can that meal go? The meal can go either until alos ha-shachar, until amar ha-shachar, until the rooster crows. Aval gamar se'udaso, eino ochel. But once you finish your meal, meaning once you finish dinner that night, you can't eat anymore, right? Even though it's still nighttime, but you still can't eat. Okay, we don't paskin like this, but that's the opinion of Abaye. Eisve Rava Sarava Esakashon Abaye Gamar VeOmad Hareze Ochel. So Rava asks, but don't we learn that if you finish your meal and you get up, you can still eat? Right, so you see that just finishing your supper doesn't mean that the fast starts. Just because I finished my supper, I can still eat, even though I finished my supper and I got up. So Abaye answers him, no. Hasam kishalo silek. That's talking about where you didn't clear the table. Right? You didn't clear the table. So if you didn't clear the table, so even though technically you finished your meal, but since you didn't clear the table yet, it's still considered that your meal is ongoing. But once you clear the table, Abaye says, that's it. Your meal's done, and now you can no longer eat, even though it's still nighttime. Now some have this in a little bit of a different way, and this is actually how we do paskin. Ikud the Amri, there are those who say, Omar Rava says, Lo shanu elake shalo yashin. We're only talking about where you did not sleep. Right? Meaning, when do we say that you can eat until dawn? That's if you didn't go to sleep. Aval yashin eino ocha. But once you go to sleep, you can't eat anymore. Once you sleep, that's it. that you wake up, even though it's not dawn yet. That's it. The fast started. You cannot eat anymore. Okay? Now, we do paskin like this, by the way, but if you had in mind before you went to sleep that you were going to wake up and eat, so then you're allowed to still eat. But if you didn't have in mind, let's say you thought, I'm not going to wake up, I'm just going to sleep right through, and I'm just going to fast right in the morning, and then you wake up and it's before dawn, you're not supposed to eat. No. Right? You still eat. You can only do that if you have in mind before you go to sleep that you're going to wake up and eat.
Let's say I sleep through. If I have in mind, then I sleep through.
Well, if you sleep through and now it's you wake up and it's the daytime, so it's fast. Yeah, you have to fast, right?
What if you didn't have in mind, would your dad woke you up and said, let's eat?
Shouldn't eat. Yeah, because you weren't planning on eating. That's what the Gemara says. You set an alarm and you're going to wake up. That means you're planning to eat. Yeah. So the Gemara asks, Eisav Abaye Yoshin Ve'omad Hareza Ochel. Abaye asks, one second, but didn't we learn that if you went to sleep and then you got up, you can eat? If it's still dark outside, right? It's not dawn yet. You can still eat. So this is against what Rav is saying. So the Gemara answers, no, Hasam B'misnamne. Now that's not talking about you really went to sleep. That's talking about like you're dozing off. You know, not you didn't like get into your bed and go to sleep. You're dozing off, right? So if you're just dozing off, you're allowed to doze off, right? If you're just dozing off, so you could still eat. But if you literally get into bed and go to sleep, so then it's a problem. Then you can't eat anymore. So Gemara asks, Heichi dami misnamnim? What's the case? What does it mean that you're misnamnim? What does it mean that you're dozing off? I'm a Ravashi. So Ravashi identifies what is misnamnim? Nim velo nim, tir velo tir. So nim velo nim, it means you're sleeping but you're not sleeping. Tir means you're awake. You're awake but you're not awake. So you're sleeping but you're not sleeping. You're awake but you're not awake. Dukaru leva ani. If you call out to them, they can answer, right? Velo yada ahadure svara. But you wouldn't really be able to answer a question like an in-depth, logical svara type question. V'chimitkiri le mitkar. But once you remind the person, so then they remember, then they can pick up where they left off. Right? It's like it's kind of like in shir, right? You're kind of dozing off. So if I call on you, you'll be there. You're not really gonna be able to answer like a good svara because you're like half asleep. But still, once somebody reminds you where we are, okay, fine. You're kind of like in, but you're kind of in and out. So that's the case of misnamnim. That's not really called sleeping. Okay.